temporary features and many limitations. Not unlike a non-permanent shanty built of wood on massive concrete foundations. The second edition extends from Christ's first coming to his return, and is the grand full-scale edifice for which the foundations were originally laid. The writer to the Hebrews, following Jeremiah's prophecy, calls this second superstructure the New Covenant, and explains that through Christ, who is truly its heart, it provides a better priesthood, sacrifice, place of worship, range of promises, and hope for the future than were known under its predecessor. Christians see Christ as the true center of reference in both testaments, the old always looking and pointing forward to him, and the new proclaiming his past coming, his present life and ministry in and from heaven, and his future destiny at his return. And they hold that this is the key to true biblical interpretation. Christians have maintained this since Christianity began. Christians call the Bible the Word of God, God's Word written, as Anglican Article 20 puts it, for two reasons. The first is its divine origin. Jesus and his apostles always treat the Scripture as the utterance of God through the Holy Spirit, transmitted by the agency of men whose minds God moved in such a way that, in all their composing, they wrote just what he wanted as their contribution to the text and texture of the full Bible that he planned. The Bible's quality of being thus completely shaped by God so that it may and must always be read as God testifying to himself through the testimony to him of the human writers is its inspiration. The second reason for calling the Bible God's Word is that its divine ministry of revealing God's mind to us as the Holy Spirit gives understanding of what its text says and thus makes us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, see 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 14 through 17. This quality of thus communicating knowledge of God, of his grace, and of his Son is the Bible's instrumentality. Your word is formally the utterance that proceeds from your mouth, and substantially the expression and communication of your mind. And so it is with Scripture as the Word of God, formally, more than a million words strung together, substantially God's inexhaustible Christ-centered salvation-oriented self-revelation to us. The Bible is both God-given and God-giving, and as such it stands as the standard of Christian faith. Christianity expresses the thought of Scripture as the standard by calling it the canon. This is a Greek word meaning a measuring rod and thus a rule. Some have wondered whether the 66-book Protestant canon includes all it should or contains items that should not be there. But uncertainty about this is unwarranted.